that a matzah is also. Now, if you're eating a matzah shira, can you eat a fruit shira matzah on Erev Pesach? So Rabbi Natan is quoted by Tosis in the beginning of Rabbi Pesachim to say the issue of eating matzah on Erev Pesach is only a matzah that's royal lekach to be yotzei the mitzvah. And I can't be yotzei the mitzvah with it anyway, so why should it be also? And the Rambam doesn't seem to say that. The Rambam seems to say that whatever's called matzah, it's called, people call it matzah, looks like matzah, smells like matzah, so it says in the box matzah. So even though it's technically not good for the Seder, one would be prohibited from eating it on Erev Pesach. So the Ikra Din, we don't really bother on. The Ikra Din, we paskin, like Rabbi Natan, that the matzah shira would be permitted to be eaten on Erev Pesach. After many people do it, Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, they eat matzah shira. So there's a further shayla, but what's called matzah shira? So the Rambam, who's the biggest makil, the Rambam says you could be yaitz in the mitzvah of matzah with apple juice matzah. Comes out according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to eat that. The Rambam himself holds you can't eat any matzah shira in Erev Pesach. And even though we don't follow that Rambam, according to the Rambam's definition of matzah shira, it would come out the Rambam, who was the biggest makil by the Seder, turns out to be the biggest machmir by Erev Pesach. And then the other Rishonim who say that the apple juice matzah is no good for the Seder, they're machmir, they turn out to be the mekil ben Erev Pesach. So every chum is a kul, every kul is a chumra. So at the end of the day, how do we pass? At the end of the day, so we, at the Seder, nobody today would ever dream of eating apple juice matzah, so we added out of the question. But on the other hand, we want to be choshesh for the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam's right, so therefore there are some people who will refrain from eating the apple juice matzahs at Erev Pesach. So this was the whole thing last year. But Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and some people like to be yotzei the Suda Shabbos with matzah shira. So they're dafka trying to find matzah shira that was matzah shira according to Choladeus, even according to the Rambam. So the regular standard egg matzah that's on the market today is apple juice matzah. Why it's called egg matzahs, I don't know, but it's really called apple juice matzahs. So some wanted to be choshesh. They don't want to eat that for the Suda Shacharis, the Suda in the morning, because they were afraid that according to the Rambam, that's like eating matzah in Erev Pesach. So they were looking dafka for matzah shira libid Rambam. So what did they do? So someone came up with a great idea 10 years ago. They started making grape juice matzahs. So that's where the market for grape juice matzahs came in. So according to the Rambam, if you make grape juice matzahs, that's for sure matzah shira. That's for sure what they did in Erev Pesach. Except according to the Rambam, holds you not allowed to eat matzah shira in Erev Pesach. So the whole thing is lohayot v'amiyom. But according to those who wanted to be choshesh, to the Rambam's definition of matzah shira, l'chumra, so they wanted to be choshesh for Rambam l'chumra, they would not eat the apple juice matzahs in Erev Pesach. They would eat the grape juice matzahs in Erev Pesach. So the grape juice matzahs are not purple, they're made with white grapes. So they don't look silly, otherwise nobody would buy them because they look just ridiculous.
Count as
yayin
for making
matzah shira? Yeah, it would be. Grape juice is like yayin, so therefore it's matzah shira, therefore you're allowed to eat an Erev Pesach.
So wouldn't that be better than apple juice for the Rambam?
Yeah. No, but according to the Rambam itself, it's all awesome, because the Rambam holds even matzah shira not allowed to eat an Erev Pesach. This whole chiluk is according to those who hold like Rambam and Tam, you're allowed to eat matzah shira, but they want to be choshesh the Rambam's definition of matzah shira. So it's a little bit backwards, but that's the way it goes. Anyway, get back to the story. So whatever is called matzah shira, bein lefi Rambam, bein lefi Rishonim, one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah with it. Ashkenazim have a custom not to eat matzah shira the whole week for a totally different reason. That's a chametz issue. Right? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about the chametz angle, where that problem came in from. But me'ikar adin, even Ashkenazim hold that it's not chametz stick. We hold that for people who are sick, they're allowed to. For older people, they're allowed to eat matzah shira. It's fine to eat matzah shira even like achila. But at the Seder, so we wouldn't eat matzah shira because one would not fulfill the mitzvah of the matzahs with matzah shira. There is a second requirement in order to be defined as matzah properly. It has to be shmura matzah. How exactly do we define a shmura matzah? So the pasuk says shmar temes matzah. So there's a big machlokes in Rishonim. What exactly does that mean? Shmar temes matzah. What? What does that mean? Who are you watching? What are you watching? How are you watching? So this is a big machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. So Rashi, in Masechet Gittin, we didn't get to that sukkah. It's on the next daf, the test of Yud. But the Gemara speaks about matzahs kusim, which we skipped off your blood. So Rashi writes in Masechet Gittin and Masechet Pesachim that matzah shmura that the Gemara speaks about means that it's shmura l'shem mitzvah. In the same way that when you write a get, the same way you have to write a get l'shem aisha, the same way when you write a sefer Torah, it's got to be l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. You make tzitzis l'shem tzitzis. So too, when you make the matzahs, it has to be l'shem matzahs mitzvah. That's the Rashi's understanding of what shmura matzah means. So according to Rashi, it has nothing to do with the rest of the week of Pesach. That only has to do with the Lev HaSeder. So at the Seder, for the mitzvah of Erev Tachlo Matzah, the chetz of matzah requires the Shema, and the chetz of tzol requires the Shema, the chetz of tzitz requires the Shema, etc. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, there's no such halacha, the matzah doesn't have to be baked with Shema. But the Gemara says that you require Ushmaat HaMatzah, so what that means is, a Shmir Mishum Chimutz. means you have to be extra specially careful in guarding the grain to such an extent that it doesn't become chametz. What do you mean you're guarding the grain it doesn't become chametz? You're not letting chametz, so of course you have to watch the grain it doesn't become chametz. So the Rambam means as follows, that let's say a person gets a non-Jew brings you a dough, it's already made into dough. So there are certain signs, there are certain physical signs that a dough has to show whether it's reached the point of chibutz or not. So the Gemara, the whole sugya is in the third break of Pesach, and you see a dough, and you see if there are cracks in the dough, that's a sign that it's becoming chametz. That's how many cracks, how it's situated on the dough, what the color of the dough is, there are all ways to identify whether the chibutz process has begun or not. So technically speaking, if a non-Jew brings you a dough that he said, I just made it 5 minutes ago, and it's not boli de chibutz yet, and I look at it, I look in the lab, look at it under bright light, and I see, top right, top of that boli de chibutz. So the Gemara says, B'tzeko shel apam, adam m'malik reisimem. The Gemara says, you're allowed to eat it. Can you imagine? The Gemara says, the mikra did on Pesach, a non-Jew brings you a dough. You're allowed to eat the dough from the non-Jew. Just, you hear what I'm saying? You know, dough from a non-Jew. I'm not talking about that you need kosher Pesach, plastic cups. I'm talking about you get a dough from a non-Jew, and you just take a look at it, and say, well, I'm going to come on this, so it's okay. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's mutlech echim. You're allowed to eat that on Pesach. B'tzeko shel apam, adam m'malik reisimem. The only thing is, the Gemara says, is that that would not be good, that would not be considered to be Shemur Matzah. That wouldn't be Shmartem Es HaMatzahs. Why? Because Shmartem Es HaMatzahs means that you have to have a guarding of the Matzah from some earlier stage. We'll talk about it in a moment, when exactly that earlier stage is. So, it's not Chametz. We know for sure that it's not Chametz, because we look at it with our own two eyes and we see that it's not Chametz. Masha Einkein, in terms of being Shmura, that wouldn't be Shmura. So the Rambam says that's what the Halacha requires, the Shmartem Es HaMatzahs, that you have to have Shmura Matzah. So what does that mean? Are you allowed to eat those betzekos? You're not allowed to eat those betzekos. So the Mepharshim explained what the Rambam means is like this, that this din ushmartem es hamatzos is really only a din lechatchila. It has nothing to do with the Seder. The din ushmartem es hamatzos pashas applies the entire week of Pesach. That's what the Nesi Kenem say in the Rambam. So the point of the Rambam has nothing to do with the mitzvah masa per se. It has more to do with the shmir mechimutz. So technically speaking, one could really eat... technically speaking, one really supposed to be mapped by this din of Shmir Mechimutz the entire week of Pesach. The only thing is that whatever a person doesn't have, so it's not that dough is chametz, as long as I see physically it hasn't turned into chametz, then I'm allowed to eat it. So it's not that it's not chametz, it's just it's not a fulfillment of Mishmartim HaSematzos. So Lichat Chila, I'm supposed to fulfill Mishmartim HaSematzos the whole week of Pesach. I'm supposed to have only things which are Shmir Mechimutz, real Makor Shmir Mechimutz, that there's no question that it became chametz. I'm not just relying on the laboratory, I'm relying on the fact that there was somebody watching from point one, from day one, I don't know what day one is exactly, but from day one, to make sure that it's not chametz. That's the din of Mishmartim HaSematzos. It has nothing to do with creating a chesed shel mitzvah. It doesn't have to be the shema. It's not hinei luchem zuma. It's not l'shem yichud. There's nothing to it. It's just somebody watching that there's absolutely no shadow of chametz. So preferably one should have that the entire week of Pesach. If one is not able to do that for the entire week, at least for the Leil HaSeder, one has to have the mitzvah of Erev Chametz has to be with that higher standard of matzah. But that higher standard of matzah is not a l'shem mitzvah dikah standard. It's a chametz dikah standard. There are two standards that the Torah is giving us in terms of chametz. The Inka Mikra Din, as long as you know it's not chametz, by looking at it, it's not chametz. But the higher standard, the chumrah that the Torah imposes, is that it should really be, more than that, it should be actually Shmir Mechimutz, and technically that should be the entire week. So that's the Rambam's very, very different understanding of the mitzvah of Shmur than Rashi. So chaps a tremendous nafkamina ladina, very expensive nafkamina. How makbid does a person have to be about this higher standard of Shmira the rest of the week? So according to Rashi, there's no reason. According to Rashi, there's no mitzvah of Achilas Matzi after the first night. We'll talk about that a little bit later. So according to Rashi, the whole mitzvah is only in the first night. So the Chol HaMoed, that's not Shmur, even the Chatchila. According to the Rambam, one should try to be mafkid, if one is able to, one should try to be careful not to eat non-Shmur the rest of the week as well. Doesn't mean it's Chometz, doesn't mean it's straight for non-Shmur, just means according to the Rambam, to fulfill the proper fulfillment of the Shmartim HaSa Matzos would warrant the eating only of Shmur the entire week of Pesach. How do we define exactly what Shmur means? At what stage is considered to be Shmur? So the Gemara in Pesach in the second paragraph raises a question. It's unclear what the Maskanas of Gemara is. There are two different stages that are possible for what's considered to be Shmura. So one day in the Gemara says Shmura means Mishas Lisha. At the moment that you start to mix the flour in the water, it makes a lot of sense. Until then, it's not going to become chametz. So once you mix the flour in the water, then, again, the Ikra Din, even if there's nobody watching it, as long as you know for a fact it's not chametz, it's all right. Well, the Chatchila, the Din of Shmura, the Zematzis requires you to have somebody actually watching it from that moment of Lisha. Before Lisha, no problem, there's no water. So let's see, what are you watching from? And the other day, the Gemara says, no, Shmur Mishas Ketzira. Because at the moment of Ketzira, at the moment when you harvest the grain, that's in theory when it can become chametz. Now, it could be there's no water miles around, but that's the point of shmur, to make sure that there's not going to be water anywhere near the grave. So the machlekes in the Gemara is the shmura referring to the time where the water is normally mixed in, or shmur referring to a time where in theory the water could be mixed in. So how do we pass in halacha? So the machlekes are showing them what the machlekes of the hadavarim is. So and then again, we try the chadchila to be choshish for the biggest machmirim in the shayla. So we attempt to have shmur mishas ketzira. For sure, for the seder, we insist on shmur mishas ketzira. But if a person doesn't have shmur mishas ketzira, all he has is shmur mishas lisha, so he should at least use that. That's better than nothing. So all the matzahs in the market today are all shmur mishas lisha. There's always somebody watching them from the moment that the water and the flour come into the kati. The regular box matzahs are all shmur mishas lisha. If you want shmur mishas ketzira, so you have to pay extra. So if you only follow Shittas Rashi, then you just need Shmur Mishas Tzira for the Seder, so that, okay, it costs you a couple of dollars for a box of matzahs. If you want to be Choshesh for the Rambam, that you need Shmur, at least the Chachil, the whole week, and you want to be Choshesh, that the definition of Shmur means Mishas Tzira, you put everything all together, then you come to the conclusion you can only eat Shmur Matzah the entire week of Pesach. So that starts to add up. So that number, if you want to start to be Choshesh, that you only eat Shmur the entire week of Pesach, so that means only Shmur for when you make a motzi, and only Shmur for matzah meal and only shmur for cake meal and only shmur for pidyon. If you don't eat kebabs, that's very easy chumra to keep. You don't need shmur potato starch, but if you eat matzah meal, so then this can start to become a very start to become add up a little bit in terms of that. But again, that's what it's based on. It's based on that idea that according to the Rambam, there's an inyan shmur the whole week, and it's based on those Rishonim who say that shmur means mishas tzira. But Hashem, today's world is not so hard. So this stuff is always a good. When I was a kid, who ate shmur matzah? You ate shmur matzah. But a seder, Bekoshi ate it when I was a kid, so you couldn't get shmur matzah. There was a shaykh in Riverdale. There was no shmur matzah in Riverdale 35 years ago. Trust me. There was nothing. 40 years ago, there was no shmur matzah in Riverdale. I remember when I was a kid, my grandmother used to go to Washington Heights. She would come home from Washington Heights with one box of shmur matzah. That was it for the entire seder. That was it. The whole family, that was it. After the Tuzdan, nobody saw any shmur matzah. After that, we ate regular. Not a shem, it's Harris Mugger, and it's rather have a Goodman's matzah, the regular, good old fashioned matzahs. So now, Akshadar, now you go to any non kosher supermarket in the middle of Wisconsin, you can find Pupa Shmur matzahs, anything, whatever you want, you can find. So it's a different world out there.
According to Rashi, what's the reason for the Gemara of Mishas Lisha and Mishas Ketzira if it has nothing to do with Chametz?
That's like the creation of the Chetz of Matzah. So it's once the flour and the water come together, that's the creation of the Chetz of Matzah. So that has to be done, Mishma. According to Rashi, that there's a halacha that the Chetz has to be made Lishma, it's like Ksivas Aget. But then you have to ask the question, who exactly is doing the shmir? Who's involved in the kneading of the dough? Who's involved in the baking of the dough? And then lechur, we have to plug in all the regular halachas of the shmah. So we're going to get now, so we should know a little bit about that. Hopefully, we don't know anything about that by now. We're in big trouble. So we know that when you make something with shmah, only certain people can do this with shmah. We didn't get to that. It's an upcoming sugya about chereshet v'katan, about a nanja, all kind of different people who don't have the ability to make things with shmah. So according to Rashi, you have to be careful who's baking the matzahs. You can't have a little kid baking the matzahs. You can't have a non-Jew baking the matzahs. Those would be potential problems of the matzah not actually being made l'shma. Again, whatever the definition of l'shma is in Hilchos Gittin, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, in terms of speech versus machshava, we spoke about this also. No, remember? Did we talk about this? Yeah. Early sigyas. Like it's a rishonim, whether machshava l'shma always means machshava, then machshava l'shma means nibur. So we're choshish for this also. So all the matzah bakeries. So there are big signs, and they tell everybody to say, what does it say? That's the first thing we saw when we came in. Big sign, L'shai Matzah Mitzvah. So everyone has to scream out, L'shai Matzah Mitzvah. So the truth is that you don't have to scream it every time you pick up a rolling pin. You can say it at the beginning of the day. The guy's going to be the matzah maker for the next 5 hours, so he says at the beginning, hey, Mucham Zum, and all the matzahs I'm baking, everything should be L'shai Matzah Mitzvah. So in the matzah maker, they like to keep people awake, so they keep on telling him every couple of, everyone screams out in unison, L'shai Matzah Mitzvah. To get things excited, but you can do it once, and that covers you over for all the baking of that day. Good. So we know there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. How much matzah is a person supposed to eat? So we know that the Torah tells us erev tochlo matzah. So we know what achilah means. The Gemara tells us that was halacha moshe mesina that the word achilah in kala terakuma refers to a kizayis. So that's the basic mitzvah. It has to be kizayis. What if a person eats less than a kizayis? So the Acharon HaMishayla, does that consider to be any mitzvah whatsoever? Is there anything at all to be gained by eating less than a kezayis? What's the shaila? So in the surim, in Machlokes Asuros, so we have a cloud that chatzi shir is also min haTorah. Machlokes Amaron, Machlokes the end of Maseches Yuma, where the chatzi shir is also min haTorah, chatzi shir is only also min derabbanan. Today's like a round of a chatzi shir. So the guys are ready to go with Pesach. Guys at home cooking already. What are you guys doing? Tell me what any guy here is doing a week before Pesach. What? So he's going cashing the hotel. What's he doing exactly? So my daughter has the last day of school today. She's 12. What's she going to do tomorrow? She's driving me crazy. I don't know what she's going to do. It's a throwback to Europe. In Europe, they used to give Ben Azmanim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Why did they give Ben Azmanim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Iyar? Because Abocha lived in the Mir. He lived somewhere in the boondocks, so it took him a week to get home. So if you're going to let him out the day before Pesach, he's not going to get home in time for Yom Tov. So he used to let him home on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He would take travel for a week, and then he would have a little bit of time to serve with his family. And then a week before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so he would trek back to Yeshiva, and he'd be back in time for this month. So Baruch Hashem, travel has improved since 1800s in Europe, and but the minig of Ben Azmanim for a month has stopped. So whatever it is. Anyway, what were we talking about? Chatzis Shir. Oh yeah, Chatzis Shir. So Chatzis Shir in Isurim, the Gemara says the end of Maseches Yuma that if a person eats less than a shir on Yom Kippur, so that's a prohibition. That's also. So Machleis of Yerachim Shlokish, is that a mitzvah d'oraisa or is that a mitzvah d'rabbanan? So we pass like Rabbi Yechon, Chatzis Shir is also min haTorah. Even the small, Chatzis doesn't mean literally a half. Chatzis means less than a shir. So even the smallest amount of eating on Yom Kippur would be a nisa d'oraisa. Well, let's say another Yisurim. A guy eats a little bit of chazir. So even the smallest amount of chazir is also min haTorah. A guy eats a little bit of chaylev. Even the smallest amount of chaylev is also min haTorah. Kahena v'kahena. So with that concept of a Chatzis Shir being a d'oraisa v'kahachila, would that carry over to mitzvahs as well? So just as by Yisurim, you only chayav malchus if you eat a shir. If you eat less than a shir, you're not chayav malchus, but it's asur. The Torah does consider that to be a quasi achila. So what would it be by mitzvahs? You're not yaitzeh the mitzvah until you eat a kezayis. But even if you eat less than a kezayis, that's something. You shouldn't minimize. You shouldn't say that's a nothing. Eating less than a kezayis is something. It's worth something. So what would it be? A guy stuck somewhere on a desert island. He doesn't have anything to eat. He's got a very koshi. He was only able to salvage off the minnow. He's down to half a kezayis of a matzah. So what did he do? The minnow that was killing it. Okay, so he has a half a kezayis of matzah. That's all he has tonight. No more. Should he bother eating it or not? Is there anything to be gained by eating that kezayis matzah? So some achronim said, don't waste your time. You're not yet to the mitzvah anyway. So finish. So what are we wasting your time for? Another achronim said, no. But that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah your rice. Eat that little bit of matzah. You're not going to be yotzei Yehovah. True, if you'd have more matzah, you'd have to eat more matzah, but it's better than nothing. It's a mitzvah, same in the Chatzis Shir, also in the Torah, Chatzis Shir is a shtickle key of mitzvah, in the Torah as well. But Baruch Hashem, in the normal circumstances, we're going to insist, of course, on eating a full kezayis. So the Shir of the kezayis is a halach l'moshim yisirai. There is a machlekes that we showed him as to the relationship of the kezayis to other shirim. What is the ratio of the kezayis to a kebetza? So the Gemara has some kind of a ratio between those two shiurim. So machlokes have we shown him whether the ratio is 1 to 2 or 1 to 3. So kezayis is either a third of a beitza or kezayis is either a half a beitza. So as everyone is familiar, there was a big tumult in Europe about 20 years ago or so in the days of the Nedi Yudah. By the way, I checked yesterday on the Birch Zechama that I was correct in my guess that it was the Birch Zechama of 1785 where it was cloudy both for the Nedi Yudah and the Chassam Sofer. It was the same year. So, so they didn't get to live that far apart from each other. The Nebbi at the time, I imagine, was in Prague. The Chassam Sofer at the time, I don't know. I know he was with his Rebbe, but his Rebbe may have already have left Frankfurt, so I can't tell you for sure. So anyone who wants to Google Blessed Adler, Zbrev Sacham in 1785 or something, you can find out where that took place. Probably someone wrote something about it. So the weather forecast was the same in both places. It was cloudy, cloudy, cloudy until Otos, right before Chatzos, the sun came out. So each one had what to say about that. Anyway. So again, back to this story. So in the days of Ned Yehuda in Prague, in the late 1700s, so Ned Yehuda did some experimentation to try to figure out whether how to cheshbon out some of the shiurim of kezayis and kebetza, how it plays out with manazeh. And Ned Yehuda, based on his calculation of reading the Gemara at the end of Pesachim, he came to the conclusion that some of the shiurim have changed with manazeh. that primarily the eggs that we have today are smaller, claimed, than the eggs were in the days of Chazal, and therefore all the shiur are off by a little bit, and we'll off by halfway, and in order to fulfill the real Torah Dika shiur of Kizayis, whatever that shiur is, or Kabeit, whatever that shiur is, one would have to double whatever the amount is. So whatever you think of Kizayis is today, you would have to double it. Whatever you think of Kabeit is today, you would have to double it. That was a famous Chiddush in the Beauty Miskatnu HaDeitzim, that the dates have gotten smaller, and therefore the halacha is in effect changed accordingly. So at the time, it was machlokes. There were some poskim who supported this idea of the Nebuchadnezzar. There were other poskim who disagreed with the Nebuchadnezzar. So it was an issue in Europe. Some Gedolim liked it. Some Gedolim didn't like it. There was a comment of one of the Talmidim of the Nebuchadnezzar, Tshuva Mi'av, I'm not mistaken, wrote a series of Tshuvas. He was a Talmud of the Nebuchadnezzar, that he records that he questioned his Rabbi the Nebuchadnezzar about his calculation, because part of the calculation involves fingers also, in terms of figuring out the shear of its bows. So basically what the Nebuta came to the conclusion was that the shear of the bows didn't match the shear of the Beitzim. So you can come to one of two conclusions. Either the eggs got smaller or the fingers got bigger. So the Nebuta chose to conclude that the eggs got smaller. So the Tshuva Mi'ava asked his Rebbe that maybe, the Heiliger Rebbe Nebuta, maybe your fingers are bigger. Nebuta was a very tall man. So he said that maybe your fingers are bigger, so maybe that's why the calculations are off. So the Nebuta didn't respond. So the Tshuva Mi'ava writes that he asked his Rebbe, and he just smiled and he didn't say anything to him. So the Chazon Ish writes that you shouldn't even mention this in the Beis Medrash. I guess I don't listen to the Chazon Ish. So you shouldn't even quote this in the Beis Medrash. Just between fellows. Should put it away to him. You shouldn't even mention it, he said, because the Chazon Ish said it was a silly question. So the Nebuta realized that he was taller than everybody else. So all of a sudden, the Tshuva Mi'ava realized that Nebuta was taller than everybody else. So he also knew he was taller than everybody else. So he didn't think that was a valid svara. So the Chazon Ish said he thought it was a big joke for the Tshuva Mi'ava's question. So he shouldn't even bring it up in a discussion of this topic. Whatever, that's what it says in the svara, that his Talmud asked him his question, but Nebuta didn't give a response. But anyway, getting back to the story. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Pesach that since this is a shaila of the poskim, it was unclear what the maskaras of poskim was in that time. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that he thinks that we should take the attitude that for deraisas we should tend to be machmir, for derabbanan we have a right to be mekel. So whenever you have a shaila that's a deraisa, like a shaila, you should be machmir in the shaila. So when do you have a deraisa? There's only one the entire year. There's only one nafkamina ladina deraisa for this whole discussion, and that's achilas matzah. So we don't have korban pesach. We don't have any korban chagiga. We don't have any other mitzvah achila today. So the only thing that really matters in the Torah today is Achilas Matzah. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says he thinks you should take the biggest year for Achilas Matzah. So you should be chayshish from the Yehuda vis-a-vis Achilas Matzah. Whereas the other mitzvahs, Baruch, the other mitzvahs, so then you don't have to be samach before, then you can rely on the other poskim who say this year were pretty much the same as they've always been. So that was the Achra of the Mishnah Berurah. That's what many people like to do this month as that. That's why some of the big issue of Matzah have come about. So we tell people like this, those people who are healthy, Baruch Hashem, are healthy and strong and young and able to chew a lot of Matzah, so they should eat Matzah, they should sit with a chart. You don't have to bring charts to the Seder, you don't have to bring a ruler to the Seder, just eat a nice pishmak, a piece of Matzah, and show you the bits of the Chas Matzah, the Chaladeus. Those who attack are not able to eat as much matzah, so we should tell them what the real shear is. So the real shear is much smaller. The Ikuratin shear is much, much smaller than what it says in a lot of these charts. So the much smaller shear is closer to about approximately a quarter of a hand matzah, a little less maybe even. That's what the emes shear is. Okay, hand matzah are not so big, so not such a tremendous amount of matzah.
This one apply a second night, right?
So we always treat the second night as a deraisa also, even though it's only in our heart, we know it's a derabbanan, but whenever we do the first night, we do it, we do the second night also.
Is it also to measure things
I want to? No, the tzorach mitzvah would be okay. The tzorach hayom, it's okay, but it's... I'm not a big fan of sitting around and measuring mats. I think it adds a dimension of like tzadas to the sefer. That's my personal opinion. But again, some people do it, so they're not going to say anything. The Gemara tells us there is halacha Moshe Mesinai that you have to eat the matzah b'chtei achilas pras. So that's a shear. We spoke about this barichos, the shear brachos. That whenever there's a din of achila, so that's we live in a certain time frame. So that time frame is called k'dei achilas pras. Achilas pras means the amount of time it would take a normal person eating at a normal pace to eat much, much more than a kazayas. There's a machlokes that we showed them based on a certain erev, whether it means the amount to eat 3 eggs or 4 eggs. So again, the ratio of kazayasim to eggs is either 1 to 3 or 1 and a half. So you're talking about the amount of time it would take a normal person to eat it, so 12 kazayasim or something. So you have to eat your 1 kazayas, and the amount of time it would take a normal person to eat 8 kazayasim, 60 or whatever it is, the amount of time it would take a normal person to eat significantly more than what you're eating, that's the sheer pechilus pras. So if you just, common sense dictates, but if you take a piece of matzah and you just eat it at a normal pace, you are, by definition, eating kedechelos bras. It is impossible for you not to be eating kedechelos bras. Now, depending on the size of matzah that you're picking, if you choose a very big kezias, so then your kedechelos bras is also bigger, because kedechelos bras is longer, because kedechelos bras is a ratio, the amount of time it takes to eat X amount of beitzim, which is a ratio to kezesim. So it makes absolutely no sense to say, I'm going to take the biggest share of a kezias, and the smallest share of Kedechelos Pras, and I'm going to gobble down 16 matzahs within 33 seconds. So that's not ridiculous, because as your Kedechelos grows, your Kedechelos Pras grows accordingly. It's a ratio. So at the bottom line is, if you eat normal, so then you have enough time to eat 6 times the amount of what the share really should have been. So just eat normal. That's it. And all other things in the world, in mitzvahs, it's important to be normal. In life, it's important to be normal. People do funny things, so you just do normal. You know, mitzvahs are given to be done in a normal fashion. So the guy just sits at the Seder and eats nicely and calmly. He doesn't schmooze. He's not supposed to be talking that anyway. And he doesn't gobble. He just eats and chews and shines. And then he will be entered in mitzvah without any pickpock, any shiloh whatsoever. There's no need to sit with a stopwatch at the Seder. So you can put away your rulers and put away your stopwatch and just eat nicely and normally, like your great-grandfather, right? And enjoy the music. The Netziv has a chiddush based on the Lashon Rambam in Perek Vav of Chom Tzimatzah, that even though there's a shear of kedayis in terms of the mitzvah of chilas matzah, that there's a mitzvah to eat more matzah as well. The more the merrier. The more matzah you eat, the greater mitzvah there is. The Rambam starts out the Perek Vav of Chom Tzimatzah by saying mitzvahs esei lecho matzah b'lecho mishos b'nisim. That's how the Rambam starts the halacha. Then 3 lines later he says mishochel kedayis yotza. So the Netziv said, why did the Rambam start out by saying mitzvahs esei lecho kedayis matzah? Why did you start up by saying there's a mitzvah to eat matzah? That absolutely tells you how much matzah. So the Netziv says, because there's a mitzvah chiyuvis, there's a mitzvah chiyuvis. The mitzvah chiyuvis is to eat a kezayis. The mitzvah chiyuvis is to eat as much as you can. The erev tefu matzah, the more matzah you eat, the better. So therefore, if a guy's healthy, so he shouldn't eat dafka kezayis. He's a bigger piece, like the gishmak kezayis. So you fulfill this key of a Lashon Rambam of the erev tefu matzah, the more matzah, the better. There is a machlekes post. You're putting aside this Rambam and the Netziv. There was a big machlekes. Many of them showed it. Is there a mitzvah to eat matzah past the first night of Pesach? So the Gemara is beferish in Pesachim that the erev tefu matzah is only a chiyuv of the first night. There's absolutely no chiyuv to eat matzah after the first night. Of course, it's first 2 nights. You gain anything by eating matzah after the first night. So it's always said in the name of the Gerah. But the truth is that there were those who said it way before the Gerah. The Rishon who said it. There's a mitzvah saseh of a kiyuv mitzvah to eat matzah the whole week. So Shibas Yom Matzah is the chayv. When the Gemara says that there's no mitzvah of matzah after the first night, that means there's no chiyuv of matzah after the first night, but a kiyuv of matzah, fulfillment of matzah, matzah there is even after the first night. So according to the Gemara, even a cholamoy is a mitzvah to eat, the more the merrier. And others disagree. Others say there is no such mitzvah. There's a tradition, the minhag that the Brisker Rav had, that he used to be makbid on Shvi Shel Pesach. So he would eat shalosh shudas on Shvi Shel Pesach. Why? So normally on Yom Tov, the machlokes are rishonim, whether you're supposed to eat shalosh shudas or not. Machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. We spoke about this also last year, right? So our minhag is we don't eat shalosh shudas on Yom Tov. So the Brisker Rav said that on Shvi Shel Pesach we eat shalosh shudas because you chop around the last kazayis and matzah diraisa. So you get the last that last kazayis in. So you get another mitzvah according to the Gra. So the Chora, you don't have to do that as a shalosh shudas. You can have that at the end of the meal also. That's what we do. So at the end of my meal on Shvi Shel Pesach, at the end of lunch. So I give a clap, I announce, I said, okay, now we're eating the last kazayis and matzah, the matzah list, matzah diraisa. So we have a piece of matzah for dessert and Shvi Shel Pesach. The Rapha says it's not his minhag, so he doesn't do it, but it's my minhag. Very independent mind. Take care. The kids learn the lingo that as long as they say it's their minhag, so that I can't argue with them. Zevi tells me that I told him he's about to sleep here Friday night. Friday night he goes to sleep in his clothes. Because his mindset is he madach on a school night, so he's going to wear different clothes the next day, hopefully, than he wore the day before, so it doesn't pay to sleep in his clothes. So he might as well get undressed now. But on Friday night, he's going to wear the same pants, the same shirt that Shul Shabbos morning. So he knows he's going to wear the same shirt and pants the next morning, so why should he bother getting undressed? So that was his cop. He can save 2 extra minutes of playing at night and 2 extra minutes in the morning by not getting undressed Friday night. So he told me a few months ago that he has a new minig. He said his minig is the secret spells on Friday night. That's what he does every Friday night. We haven't had a yontif yet since that minig started, so we have to figure out what to do. Basically, comes, he may be in his class. It's 3 days this year. He may be in his class. At least we'll cut down on some of the vulgar chlamot challenges for kids. Kids somehow, they're never the ones to ask about showering. They're just fine. They're a new chumah. They don't shower with chlamot. They don't have a whole sphere in their area. They're just perfectly okay with that. So on a more serious note, but at least at the Seder, so even if you don't accept that grow the rest of the week, at the Seder there may be tach a greater kiyum, you need more matzah, if you follow this lashon Rambam. It's not clear whether others accept this Rambam. There's a Taizim Kedushin and Daflam Ches that may question this Rambam. Taizim deals with an interesting question that maybe Shami deals with. The Pesukim sound like Sefer Yoshua when Klai Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, the very first Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. So they didn't eat matzah that year because they didn't have any grain. All the grain that was there was chadash. They just entered into Eretz Yisrael. All the grain was new grain. Now they ate chadash. So the pasuk sounds that they didn't eat matzah. They ate the next day. It says the yolkum yavor aris machas haPesach on the day of Tezayin Nisan. After they brought the carpet over, then they ate the chadash. So the Tosfos raises the question: why didn't they eat matzah from chadash? It's also eat chadash. Why don't we say that the mitzvahs of seiv achilas matzah should be docha the yilos seiv chadash? That's Tosfos kasha. A whole shiur about that, is the assay of matzah, can that be derech chadash? So Tosfos quotes one answer to that kash is that minat Torah it really could be, but he thinks that the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, they didn't want to let anybody do that. You know why? Because the mitzvah of eating matzah is only a kezayis. Every drop of chadash that you eat is an issa deraisa. So once you finish that first kezayis, the mitzvah is over. So anything you eat past that first kezayis will be an issa. So who's going to sit there and measure? Can you imagine the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, they have to give out cards that say, don't eat more than this. If you eat a drop more than this, then you're in violation of Nisa Chodesh Deraisa. So therefore they felt that it was safer to tell people, forget matzah this year. No chilas matzah. Imagine the first Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, what a letdown. They come there to Israel, the very first Pesach, and they're about to eat matzah. Yeshua Ben Nun says, some pastors, you can't eat matzah this year, because everything is Chodesh. So they all say, Chodesh. They think, we're briskers, we eat Chodesh, everybody eats Chodesh. So he said, nope, you're not letting Chodesh, now you're in Eretz Yisrael, so Chodesh is also Lechol HaDeis, and Shoyim. So that's what Tosfos says. So if the Netziv and the Rambam are right, that even after the first Kezayis is still a mitzvah, so would that Tosfos' cheshbon be right? Maybe the Kiyum mitzvah of Achilas Matzah could be Docha the Yisra Chodesh. So Rabbi Chonin has a whole discussion about that. Can you say, I say Docha, also say on a Kiyum mitzvah? Do you say, I say Docha, also say only on a Kiyum or even on a Kiyum? We're in Yivamos one of these years. We're in Yivamos? 3 years from now, that's the beginning of Yivamos that Rabbi Chonin appears. Okay, not for that. Anyway, getting back to the story. So the basic mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is, of course, the first is a Kezayis. Less than that, maybe a mitzvah. It's a partial mitzvah. More than that, maybe a mitzvah. Maybe a mitzvah. But the Ika mitzvah is a Kezayis b'chtei Achilas Pras. Men and women are equally obligated in this mitzvah as well as just about all the other mitzvahs of Pesach. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim in the third parak of Pesach. L'sochel l'mchavetz shimshom dach l'matzah. Whoever's included in chavetz is included in matzah. Pesach is a famous kasha in Pesach in Megillah Neftalit. In the Gila, Tosfos asks the question, how come you need a pasuk to tell me women are obligated in matzah? Why don't you say afhen hayvi osanes? Why don't you say that women are included in the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So of course they're obligated in matzah. The same way they're obligated in Dalakosa, they're obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah, they're obligated in Eretz Chanukah. So why do you need a special pasuk? So Tosfos quotes the famous answer that the din of afhen hayvi osanes is only midrabbanan. We don't find afhen hayvi osanes for any other mitzvah. You don't say women have to wear tefillin because they were in the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You don't say that women have to sit in the sukkah because they were included in the neis and the kavod. There's no such command, no such halacha. Says Tosfos the cloud of afhen hayvi osanes is only by the rabbanon, by Kneres Chanukah, by Kriyas HaMegillah, by Dalakosas. But with the arises of matzah, you wouldn't say such a thing. That's what Tosfos quotes. Then Tosfos quotes another answer that maybe you would say, and Tosfos tries to explain away why you should or should not say afhen hayvi osanes. So there are some who suggest that maybe the klal of afhen hayvi osanes doesn't really make any sense by matzah. only applies to those mitzvahs which are mefaris in asanes. Mitzvahs which you do in front of others, mitzvahs that you do publicly, like kriyas ha-megillah. So I'm reading the megillah, l'fei am ba'eda, there's a kriyas ha-megillah supposed to be b'tzibor. Or there is Chanukah, it's a pirsumein milsa. Or even drinking dalakosas, that's the Rambam writes, and the drinking of dalakosas is a chayv adam laharos esatzmo kiliyotzim mitzrayim. That's like a public manifestation of an ace. Matzah is a private mitzvah. I can eat the matzah in my own home, nobody's there. Dalakosas is supposed to drink in front of other people. It's supposed to be laharos esatzmo, it's a secret yitzias mitzrayim. But I can throw everybody out of the house, I can eat the matzah in my own bedroom. So matzah is not the kind of a mitzvah, that's the pirsumein milsa. So maybe Afeh and Abiyos Renes wouldn't apply. So that's the discussion, why Afeh and Abiyos Renes is not relevant. But it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, women are chayavas anyway. So men of Torah, women have the exact same obligation as men in terms of all the mitzvah seder, particularly for Echilas Matzah. When exactly do you have to eat the matzah? So Tosfos points out at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim that you have to eat the matzah b'alayim, you cannot eat the matzah maybe od yom. You cannot even eat the matzah if you're makabel yom tov early. Say, a guy wants to stop the seder early. So late this year, I was down mincha by plaga mincha. Before plaga, that's my rift of plaga. Come home and stop the seder early. The Tosfos says that's not going to work in the Torah because by Pesach night there's a din of ba'okos abosa ba'layla hazeh. It has to be dafka ba'layla. So layla means not just it's yom tov already, not just you're makabel yom tov. It has to be layla. The Chaim explains that you can't eat matzah on Tezvav Nisan. The mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is not on the day of Pesach. The mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is on Leil Tezvav. That's the nature of the mitzvah. So if you have a Kabbal Yom Tov early, it has Kedusha Sayom. It's like the next day, but it's not like Laila. Laila means when it's dark outside. So until it's dark, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. There's one day in Tosfos, it doesn't appear in our Tosfim, that says maybe you can. Maybe you can eat the Kabbal Yom Tov early and start the Seder early and Shai. But nice if we don't pass it that way. This becomes a very tricky question. You have a very often, if people go to Siddurim where a lot of people aren't yet, fully shomer Torah mitzvahs, people don't want to start the Seder at 9:30 at night. They want to start at 6:00 at night. So it becomes a very, very delicate situation because not only can you not fulfill the matzah mibi od yom, you can't fulfill Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim mibi od yom, and you can't even really be yotzei kiddush mibi od yom because it's the first in the dalakosas. So it's very, very limited what you can do before Kiddush. So you can see Kaddish Urchatz for an hour and a half, but that's not what they want to do. They want to be able to start the Seder beforehand. So that's a tricky situation. Anyone who's in that delicate situation has to figure out what parts of the Nebu can say certain parts of that beforehand, but I have to figure out how to do it appropriately. So the Tchilas Zman of Matzah is obvious. It has to be Malayim Hazeh. What about the Sov Zman of Achilas Matzah? So that's a big Machlekes HaTanoim. That's a Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Not who and who? Who remembers? Right, when they for that? Last year? Probably. Okay, so there's Machlekes HaTanoim between Rabbi Akiva, the town of Rabbi Akiva, we don't know what his last name was, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That was Ben Yosef, his father's name is Yosef. Between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when is the last man to eat the Korban Pesach? So whatever the last man to eat the Korban Pesach, that's the last time to eat the matzah as well. So once when I was teaching in Stern, so I gave on a, it was a Bechina, something that was Pesach, so I asked on one of the questions on the Bechina, is that, tell me when is the Sof's man of eating Korban Pesach? Who discusses the title of it? So one of the girls wrote that. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva Eger. So she met Rabbi Akiva, but she got a little confused. So Rabbi Akiva lived in the 1800s and Rabbi Akiva lived in the 200s. So it's a machlokes HaTanaim. When is the Sof's man of Achilas Korban Pesach? So the Gemara in Pesach of the Chav says that same shaila carries over as to when is the Sof's man of Achilas Matzah. So how do we pass in the halacha? So that's a big, big, big machlokes that we showed him between Tais and the Rambam. Do we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Do we pass like Rabbi Akiva? So the Chorim, we should follow Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro. Rabbi Akiva was the Mekel. He's the one who said you can eat the matzah until the morning. The only problem is that there's a Stam Mishnah that seems to bear out Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Shita. So that's what led Tosfos to pasken like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva. And Tosfos passes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. How do we pasken the halacha? So we treat this as a sfeika d'dina. We're not sure what the answer to this question is. So therefore, we tell people they should for sure try to eat the matzah before chatzos, to be chayshish to the Lord of Azariah. And if they goofed and they didn't eat the matzah until after chatzos, they should still eat it, albeit without a bracha. So that's how we end up with nice. So we treat it as a sfeika d'dina, whether the shir, whether this man is chatzos, whether this man is alos hashachar. What do you mean you have to eat the matzah before chatzos? Which matzah do you have to eat? So So we eat the matzah at different times during the Seder. We eat it at the beginning of Mertzi Matzah, and then we eat Karach also, and then we eat it at the end for Rafi Komer. So there's Machlekes, the Rashbam, and the Rosh. What's the real matzah? Which matzah do we want? So the Rashbam holds that the real matzah is at the end of the Seder. That's the real mitzvah merita for matzahs. Just as this mantra based on Mikdash and Kayim, they ate the Korban Pesach at the end of the Seder. So they ate the matzah with the Korban Pesach. So that's the real mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So why do we eat matzah at the beginning of the Seder? It says the Rashbam, you want to wash. How are you going to start your meal? How are you going to have your Yom Tov meal if you don't wash? So what are you going to wash? On a challah roll, what are you going to eat? So you have to eat matzah. But the eating of the matzah at the beginning is not really the mitzvah of matzah. So why do you make a bracha al Achilas Matzah? So the Rashbam says your hands are tied. Because since the mice you're eating matzah, so you have to make a bracha. But you're not really having in mind, it's not really the mitzvah right now. It's like the Gemara says, let's say a person comes to karpas and they don't have any other vegetable. The only vegetable they have is romaine lettuce. The Gemara says that you use the lettuce for karpas and you make a bracha, alachilas mora. You're not yet say mora till after matzah. So the Gemara says, what do you want for the guy? Akash and Milik Krasim and Yachsav Yavarach, you can eat the romaine lettuce now and then make a bracha later. So that's ridiculous. So you make the bracha now, even though you're not technically yet to the mitzvah till later. So that's what the Rashbam says, we do it every Seder, that we make Hamotzi, we make Alachilas Matzah, but the mitzvah is really, really going to be much later. That's what, according to the Rashbam, you probably shouldn't speak from the time of Motzi Matzah till the Afikoman. But the Midrash is not like that. We're not so concerned about that. So according to the Rashbam, the Ikar Matzah is at the time of the Afikoman. The Rosh says, that's not true, the Rosh says the Ikar Matzah is when you start, when you have a Kazayah, it's finished, you have in mind the Yeshi Matzah, it's finished, that's the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. That's what we usually assume like that. But the real mitzvah is you stop first thing I see, that's the mitzvah. So what are you eating Afikoman for? Afikoman is eating Zechel Pesach, because since the mice of his mind should be they ate the matzah with the current Pesach at the end of the meal. So Bizman is there, we try to mimic that. So we have a piece of matzah at the end of the meal as a Zechel Korban Pesach. But the real mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is the first matzah. So for sure the first kizayis you have to eat before chatzos. That if you don't eat the first kizayis before chatzos, according to half Tanur and half the Rishon, you weren't yet to the mitzvah of the of after Chalasa. So once you eat a mitzvah, you mamish blew it. Whereas even the Afikoman really wants to try to eat before Chatzos, either because the Rashbam, that's the real mitzvah of the matzah. So even according to the way most of us assume like the Rosh, that the real matzah were yeltsin ready, but it's still Zechla Pesach. So you should do Zechla Pesach at the right time, which is before Chatzos. So one should really, really try to plan their Seder accordingly, that they finish the Afikoman before Chatzos. So we have to finish everything else before Chatzos also. So this was a further machlokes. So Tosfos writes in the Sefer Megillah that as long as you finish the Afikoman by Chatzos, you're okay. You don't have to be so worried about everything else. Everything else is all the Rabbanan. Hallel, Tosfos, it's all the Rabbanan. So the world will come to an end if you go past Chatzos. And the Ran Pesachim says, the world will come to an end, but you should try to be conscious for it. The Ran says that why should you set up a situation where you rely on the Mekilah, the Stam Lechatchila, you want to live your life every kula in the book, you want to pull out every suffix, everything you have, and it says the Ran Lechatchila, he's supposed to perform mitzvahs properly. So the proper fulfillment of the mitzvahs alayla, both of their eyes and of their abonnet, is before Chatzos, in deference to the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Ramah in the space of quotes that Lechatchila we should try to follow the Ran. We should try to plan our Seder accordingly, that we finish the last of the Dalet Kaisis before Chatzos. If you can't, doesn't happen. You have to get into a fight of this. You never have to get into a fight. You never get into a fight of anything. But says the Rabbah, the best thing to do is to plan the Seder accordingly, that everything is finished before Chatzos. Anyway, so Chopon, the basic mitzvah deraisa of the Seder, the two mitzvahs, one is Sipat Yez Mitzrayim, and the other is Be'er Tachum Matzos. So the main mitzvah, the main thrust of the mitzvah is Be'er Tachum Matzos. So you just have to be aware of what constitutes matzah, and the sugyas of what goes into making it a matzah, the lishma, what's considered to be lishma, what's the Rambam and Rashi, Shmur matzah, all those aspects, in terms of how much matzah is a person supposed to eat, what the shear is, when a person eats, what the time of the mitzvah is. So this all goes into this wonderful fulfillment of the mitzvah after the matzah. So the Ikar Adin, one kezayis is good for multi matzah. That's what the mitzvah is matzah. So there is some Rishonim who have this idea that you should have two kezayis. One kezayis for the hamotzi, and one kezayis for achilas matzah. There shouldn't be a shalom brachas. Mitzvahs chavilos. You want to talk about this lesson? You want to talk about this lesson? Mitzvahs chavilos. So the poskim say that since our kezayis, we usually assume, are so big, so if you try for a big kezayis, you will by definition have two small kezayis. So that's good enough. You don't have to be so. If you have a nice size kezayis, so then you guys do that. Now, Afikoman, the same thing is true also. You should try to have a big kezayis for Afikoman, since it may be a Shabbat there, right? If you're healthy and able to, and then by definition you'll get into the son of a chum, you should have two kezayis in Afikoman, one for the Zechel Korban, one for the Zechel Matzah. So again, you don't have to go crazy. You just have a nice, normal size kezayis. On the bigger side, you'll probably end up with two. The Ran writes that the Chachamim were misakin the Dalek Kosis at the Zman of the Mitzvah Salayla. So they finished the Afikoman and then they drank two Kosis afterwards. So those two Kosis they said Halal afterwards, so that's it, the time afterwards. So the Gemara says in Pesachim that they would finish eating the Korban Pesach, whatever time they finished it, then afterwards they would say Halal. So maybe, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they had to be before Chatzos, but Rabbi Akiva, that can go until the morning. The Gemara says that they used to go up to the roofs to say Halal. The Gemara says at the end of Pesachim that they would eat the Korban Pesach on the floor, you know, on the ground floor, because there's a shaila when you're allowed to eat on the second floor, whether they have Kedusha Sabachim or not. They would eat the Korban Pesach on the ground floor, but it was very crowded. So Halal, they wanted to have more, you know, really bounce around and dance around. So they said they used to go up on the roofs. So they used to sing the Halal on the roofs in Yerushalayim. Okay, any last questions about matzah? Okay, we'll call it a day for matzah. Okay, so what do you guys want tomorrow? Any other votes? You guys want chalamoy or anything? No? Maybe we can do it after Pesach, huh? Agadita. We'll delay it next week.
Chametz.
Who wants chametz, chalamoy?
Kinyos.
What was about kinyos? If you're smiling in kinyos, you're Ashkenazi standing kinyos.